The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. My honest question, how do these people get elected? I mean, seriously, how does it happen? How could anybody vote for someone that is not dumb as a rock, dumber than a rock? I mean, saying that they're dumber than a rock is an insult to rocks everywhere. Do you remember Representative Hank Johnson a few years ago? Democratic representative in congressional hearings. Yeah, and they were talking about Guam and the fact that Guam was becoming overly populated. And he said this, and I quote, "This is a duly elected representative to Congress." He said, quote, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will flip over and capsize." Now, he really said that. He really did. An island tipping over and capsizing. Yeah. And if you see, pull up the video, and a general, was being questioned about Guam and so forth. Look at the general's face when Hank Johnson says, quote, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize." Number one, that man got elected, and then he got reelected. Well, the latest is Sheila Jackson Lee. Now, I've known for a long time that she was not the brightest bulb in the candelabra. Several years ago, she went to NASA, and she's taking a tour of the facilities at NASA, and she demands to see the flag that was the American flag that was flown on Mars. Now, number one, there has been no American flag flown on Mars because no human beings have set foot on Mars. And even if it was, it would still be on Mars. It would not have been returned. She demanded to see the flag that was flown on Mars, and when they tried to gently and kindly explain to her, Congresswoman, we've not been to Mars in person, and there was not a flag, and even if there was, we couldn't have brought it back. Well, then she got furious and began screaming racism. Yeah, they wouldn't show it to her because she was black. No, true. True story. Well, she's in the news again. Yeah. On Monday, she's down in Texas. She's a representative from Texas. She's down in Texas, and she's speaking to a group of high school students, and they're all going to observe the eclipse together. So here she is, a congresswoman duly elected by the people in her district in Texas, and she is standing out giving a lecture to the high school students. Listen carefully. If you can't understand all the words, I'll read it to you here in a moment. But here is an elected representative of Congress speaking. Oh, by the way, at one time she led the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee. Yeah, she's supposed to be an expert on space. All right, here it is. Listen to Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. Here it is.
Smaller than the sun, and the sun went in a direction, and then the earth. Now, those provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable, and you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon with human beings. Anybody heard of that?
Yes.
Well, I know there's some humorously saying so, but we are working now in the Artemis project to take human beings, astronauts, to land on the moon. I don't think we've been on the moon in the last 50 years, so we will be landing on the moon. What you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years, which means that's why they will shut the light down, because they will be close to the earth, which is an amazing experience, and what we are supposed to experience, and I'm hoping we can, complete darkness. That everything will be shut out. Now, we don't have any animals around here to be able to, maybe we'll hear some dogs barking how they are impacted.
Oh,
but you will be able to tell, because there'll be complete darkness. You have the legitimate glasses, do you not? All right, we want to make sure that no one tries to be cute and look up without anything on their eyes. Please don't think that's a joke, because we will be walking you out of here. And we'll be holding your arm to get you out of here, because you won't be able to.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. The nonsense continues, but oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. She said, if you just heard it, I'm quoting, you've heard the word full moon? well, Representative Lee, that's actually two words. And it's a term, full, yeah, you've heard the word full moon. And she went on, sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon. You know, I would imagine some of those kids have never in their life ever seen a full moon. Until their elected congressional representative said, you know, sometimes you should see a full moon. She said, it's that complete it's that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. No, the moon is not made up mostly of gases. And she went on. And that's why the question is, why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? She's implying that maybe if the gases were just right on the moon, we could live there. And then she said, the sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near. Did you almost impossible to go near to the sun? The moon is more manageable than the sun. Yeah. It's almost impossible. It's not impossible. It's just almost impossible to go near to the sun. The moon is more manageable. And please remember, this woman led. She led the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee. All right, there's more, but I've got to take a break. How do the people in her district elect this woman? No, seriously. How does she get elected, and then how does she get reelected? How does that happen? Oh, my goodness. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and study the gases on the moon.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, by the way, I just want you to know, I would be making fun of Sheila Jackson Lee if she was a Republican as well. Now, if I could find a Republican as dumb as Sheila Jackson Lee, I would report it to you. I would. The party affiliation really doesn't matter to me. What does matter to me is competency in our elected officials. You don't have to be a physicist or a brain surgeon or the proverbial rocket scientist to be elected to Congress. But you got to have at least a tiny little bit of brain above your shoulders. Sheila Jackson Lee talks about the moon is made up mostly of gases, and it's almost impossible to go near the sun. Almost impossible. It's not completely impossible, but it's almost. And then, quote, the moon is more manageable. Oh, by the way, Sheila Jackson Lee also called the moon a planet. Oh, no. The moon is not a planet. The moon is a, say it out loud, class, a moon. Yeah, that's what it is. And then she talked about the energy from the moon. What energy would that be? The moon has no energy whatsoever. It simply reflects the light of the sun. But she said, quote, you have the energy of the moon at night. And then she got into all of the physics of the eclipse itself. Now, please remember what makes this whole situation even more tragic. She's speaking to high school students, and she's lecturing the high school students on her scientific knowledge. Now, what the only thing would be sadder is if any of the high school students listening to Sheila Jackson Lee on Monday didn't know that she was a complete nut job. If any of the high school students said, oh, I didn't know the moon was a planet. I didn't know that the moon was made up mostly of gases. I didn't know that it was just nearly impossible to get near the sun. I didn't know that the moon has energy that we can receive at night. That would be even sadder than what she's saying. Then she goes, she wants to lecture these high school students. After all, she used to be the leader of the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee. Yeah, she had an influential position in the House Space Committee. So she decides, well, it's time for me to educate these kids on what the eclipse is all about. And she said this, and I quote, I played it for you just a moment, but in case you missed it, let me quote. She said, what you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years. The distance of the Earth from the moon from the Earth, had absolutely nothing to do with the eclipse. Nothing. She's telling these high school students that what made the eclipse was the distance of the moon to the Earth. Again, quoting, what you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years, which means that's why they will shut the light down. Who's they? I'm quoting directly from her. That's why they will shut the light down, because they will be close to the Earth, which is an amazing experience. Who are the theys? The little green men that live on the moon? And I'm not trying to be funny. She said, what you will see today will be the closest distance that the moon has ever been in the last 20 years, which means that's why they will shut the light down, because they will be close to the Earth, which is an amazing experience. And then, deeply, deeply profound, she wants them to know how they will know when the eclipse is happening. Okay? Well, I mean, she's got to let them know. How do they know that they're actually having an eclipse? She said, and again I quote, you will be able to tell because there will be complete darkness. Okay, number one, there was not total darkness. Do you have any idea what total darkness is? It's the complete absence of light. Yeah, during the eclipse, it got pretty dark. It was kind of like at night. But there was not complete darkness. And then she warned them, don't look at the sun without your glasses. Good. Out of this whole thing, that's about the only good advice or accurate advice she gave to the students. But then she tells them why they should not look directly at the sun. Because, quote, you will not be able to leave on your own, but instead you will be walked out while holding our arm. Yeah, not that your eyes are going to be destroyed for the rest of your life. You won't be able to walk out alone. Somebody will have to hold on to your arm. Yep, she has been re-elected several times. How do you even respond?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.